Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Frankie's back.
Hi there.
Welcome home, buddy.
Hey, thank you. It's good to be back.
Did you have a nice time
you?
Off?
Were you in Palm Springs?
Yeah, Palm Desert, actually.
Nice. Golfing?
Man.
Didn't golf. Did a lot of lounging.
Were you laughing? Were you feeling good about yourself out there, knowing that we were getting pummeled by snow?
Yes, that's me. That's all I did was mock the poor people that weren't there. I was very stressed out because I was trying to come home early. Most of the gang I was with, my wife and the other couples, were going to come home on Sunday. But I had to get home on Saturday to host this event at St. Thomas Academy. It's our annual trivia night. Very fun.
Did it go on?
No.
Oh.
But I since I know a couple guys, like I know Paul Douglas and Chris Schaefer really well, I called him and I was like, I've got to make the call early, and I'm glad I did, because if not, I'd be there today.
Wow.
So
you got home before the snow?
No, I got home last night about 1 in the morning.
Oh.
But I was trying to get home Saturday, and I was like, there's no way I'm going to fly on Saturday. And it turned out, right? I mean, the airport was closed for 8 hours, the most it ever has been in history.
Mm-hmm.
So I was glad that I, you know, could see the future and make the call early, because if not, I never would have been able to get a ticket to get out of there. But it's tough. It was brutal. Boy, the airport was crazy last night at 1 in the morning.
Did you fly Sun Country?
No. People are losing their minds.
Hey, we talked to a gal in Mazatlan who flew down on Sun Country and insists, well, she has not been able to get through to Sun Country to talk about how to get home, but we're hearing mixed things about these stranded travelers. What's the latest? What have your reporters dug up?
We don't hear a lot of mixed. I mean, most of what we're, almost everything on social media is negative.
Well, because it's not true. They said they reached out to their clients and they're refunding their money. This woman says she was never contacted by Sun Country. She was supposed to come home Saturday and she hasn't seen one dime. And then when she calls them, they just say, we'll transfer you, and they hang up.
Then what are you talking about, seeing both sides? Because that's pretty much what we're hearing. We're not hearing like there's two sides. We're hearing like people are very unhappy, and period.
Yeah. Well, I guess, I don't know, what are you saying? That Sun Country is saying they're reaching out to people?
No, I mean, well, Sun Country, Sun Country is, and we've had problems reaching Sun Country and talking to them, but
like, what the heck? What's going on?
I think the way they made their major failure is just not trying to find an alternative to get these people home at the least they could have done, though, is just go, hey, we're in a really weird situation. Our season's going to end, and we're going to cancel your flight, and giving them at least a heads up, right? Because, I mean, who in the world thinks that this is going to happen?
And
that's why people are up in arms. They're just, I mean, they're exasperated, they're upset, they're angry, and social media is just killing them. And it's a shame because, I mean, you're talking about, you know, the quote-unquote hometown airline that I think people have an affinity to, that kind of used to go out of their way to help customer service. And you've got something now that could phase it for years.
Well, they employ a lot of people here in Minnesota. I think most of us want to see Sun Country survive and thrive. But my question for you, and this is above my pay grade, isn't Sun Country technically a charter airline? And do the same rules that apply to Delta or United apply to a charter in terms of the responsibilities to customers?
I don't know FAA regulations, but I'm not sure how they'd fit under charter, because they fly regularly posted, scheduled things. You don't have to call them up, charter a plane, and go somewhere. I mean, they fly routes, they own gates, they rent gates.
Yeah.
Why would they be a charter?
It sticks in the back of my head.
But that's what they should have done. They should have chartered a plane and scooped those people up and got them home safely. It's not only a PR disaster, it's just the wrong thing. I don't understand how dumb they can be that they can't figure this out. Go get your stranded passengers, or at least call them.
Or tell them ahead of time, going, hey, here's a really bad situation. The refund thing will take care of itself. I mean, those people will get it within, I don't know, a few days, and their credit card. But that's not their issue. The issue is now I've got to buy a last-minute ticket out of a foreign country, pay for more hotels, and I've got school, and I've got work, and I've got kids, and I never in a million years expected you just to stop serving this port of call. You know, be it it's Mazatlan and Cabo. and just completely stopped doing it.
Do we know, Frank, the recent change of ownership?
It's done.
At Sun Country, but I mean, have there been impacts in terms of customer service? Have they made cuts that might have made this bad situation worse?
Well, you know, if you talk, they did. I've seen, again, we have not spoken to them directly, but I know that one of their executives said, hey, you know what, we had trouble getting our people actually to work to the call center, and we tried to do our best. And, you know, we had people that were staying overtime and doing things. Now, granted, this doesn't mean anything to any of these people because there are all kinds of documented things where the thing shut down and it wasn't open, the call center, and no one got back there. But Marty and Mitch Davis used to own the airline. They do not right. own it any longer. And they're the same folks involved with Cambria and DaVista.
They would have gotten those people out of there.
I don't know. Apollo Global Management owns it now. I don't know if Marty would have been able to do anything different. He lives here. He grew up here. He's a small town St. Peter kid who's made it big. It just doesn't seem like the track that he would follow. But to answer your question, people have been laid off. I mean, I think they were talking about anywhere between 300 and 350 people that we've reported Sun Country is going to lay off. And that was had been starting. And that I don't know if that was Apollo Global Management coming in and saying we're going to lay him off, or it was Marty Davis saying we need to do this anyway to make the company more attractive for the sale.
No, Frank.
I'm not sure.
It's called right-sizing. Right?
Yeah.
It just sounds so much better.
Either way, you got stranded people, and the right thing to do is go and get them, or at least pay for their new tickets, or call another airline and make arrangements. They just did the wrong thing. And it's
yeah.
wrong.
Then they're getting creamed for it.
Yeah,
they're getting
are.
Killed for it. Today.
I know, and me too. I'll get off my high horse now.
No, they are.
I don't know anything about running an airline.
Absolutely getting killed for it. You know, it's probably a lesson that we can all learn and like how to handle a disaster differently.
Mm-hmm. Frank, we have about a minute left. I hear there was a storm over the weekend.
Maple Grove, we've got as the winner at 22 inches.
Wow.
16 in Norwood, Young America, a close second. And then just all kinds of cleanup. State Patrol has 1,800 crashes and spinouts from the weekend. That'll be even more. But amazingly, right, I mean, the highways and interstates mostly cleared, mostly melted right now. But side streets still an issue. I mean, I left the house at, you know, before 2 o'clock, and the plow hadn't been down there yet. And it's tough slugging. So I can understand why Anoka, Hennepin, and St. Paul and Minneapolis didn't have school today, and I think they made the right call because I'm seeing cars and trucks getting stuck. I can't imagine buses going down.
Yeah,
roads
you got to err on the side of safety.
Are you guys hearing anything different?
Nope. Okay. You summed it up beautifully, as usual. So, thank you.
We're glad you're back. Is the rest of your party back?
Yes, everyone got back good. And got home late, and but it was good, and it was sunny, and, you know,
Did you apply sunscreen?
Liberally.
I know, but when I turn on the news at 5 and you're tan, I'm so going to hate you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, no,
that's exactly
we'll
what we were
anyway.
Going
I'll
for.
Hate Amelia equally.
We'll watch anyway.
That, and then when we tell people it might snow on Wednesday and Saturday again, then yeah.
Just a little.
They'll
just
hate
a little.
Everyone.
Frank, good. Thank you so much.
Good luck to you, Paul. I sense a lot of anger over there this afternoon.
Simmering resentment. It was a tough weekend.
I'm hating everyone.
Love you, Jordana.
Thanks,
I have
Frank.
To go, unfortunately. Love to stay
Bye.
For
Bye,
more
Frank.
Of this. Bye.
So he can hear more about people I hate right now.
Even when the forecast is right, on those rare occasions the weather people are right.
You were right.
If people don't like the weather, they still give you an earful. They don't do this. They don't blame Mark Rosen when the Twins lose.
We can start doing that. No? I'm okay. We should hate him.
Joe Schmidt. I mean, when the Wild loses, does Joe Schmidt get 50 emails?
I'll consider writing one.
Yeah. God,
we got to go. We're going to do some weather therapy to get us all through it when we return.
Jor, it was the biggest snowstorm for the metro since 2010, December of 2010. Man, I remember that. 17 inches fell back in 2010. Yeah.
That's how it felt Saturday.
Yes, yes, yes. First blizzard warnings for Hennepin and Ramsey County since 1983, according to the National Weather Service. Officially, Chanhassen 16.7 at the airport, where all things official take place, 15.8. Eau Claire got 11.5, and St. Cloud only 6. Again, the largest April snowstorm on record, 12th biggest snowstorm overall, the most April snow on record, 26 inches and counting, the most snow since January 1st, 71 inches, and so far we've had 78.2 inches.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm not. I'm going to leave.
And he's being optimistic, yeah. 10th snowiest winter on record. Last winter, we had 32 inches. The winter before that, we had 35 inches. The winter before that, we had 32 inches. This was a kick in the Doppler. This is a reminder that we live in an extreme climate. The winters are trending milder, but every now and then we get spanked. And again, the last time we had like this was the Halloween Superstorm, 28.4. That was Halloween back in 1991. In some ways, this reminds me a little bit, just a little bit of that storm. That storm stalled over Lake Superior, and it just snowed like crazy for 3 days. This storm did not stall, but it was just creeping along in slow motion. Again, a three-day storm. I can't prove it, but two factors that I think made this an extraordinary storm. Systems are moving slower, not every week, but in general, the weather systems seem to be slowing down and stalling with greater frequency. The weather gets stuck, and that's why we get these crazy rains in the summer. And that's why sometimes when it snows, we do see extreme amounts of snow. Storms are getting stronger in the summer and the winter. That's not just me making stuff up. This is NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. NOAA scientists.
Do you make stuff up?
Well, I make up the forecast.
Tell us when you can.
You look
it.
At the models and then you make it up, right? I mean, NOAA scientists have examined 120 years of data, Jor. They found that there were twice as many extreme regional snowstorms between 1961 and 2010 as there were from 1900 to 1960. Again, is it a fluke or is it a trend? Nationwide, more than 40% of counties in the U.S. have had their biggest two-day snow totals since 1980.
You're killing me, Smalls!
Yep, the analysis excluded counties where the two-day snowfall record was less than 3 inches. So even if the average amount of snow at a local level may be trending downward, and it is, the snow that does fall comes in larger batches. When it does snow, it can snow harder. And we see that in the summer. We seem to be getting fewer storms, but when it does rain, it comes down a lot harder. So we'll see how this evolves. I'm not going to say the worst is over. I'm not going to say that.
You can't say that anymore.
I'm not going to say that.
I know.
I'm just going to say that the models, and God love the models, are hinting at low 50s next weekend and maybe 60s the last week of April. And yeah, you know, last Friday, I was thinking a foot of snow so that maybe by the middle of this week, by Wednesday, most of it would be gone. We got more. We got 15, 18, 20 inches in a few spots. I think by the end of the week, much of the snow, most of the snow, there will still be piles, but much of it will be gone.
Really?
Due to that high sun angle.
The end of this week?
The end of this week, much of the snow will be gone.
Don't say that, Susan Blanche. She just said that's too bad. What's wrong with you? You can't possibly want this snow to stick around. Okay. So Susan Blanche isn't going to be working here anymore.
Hey, just for the record, Your Honor, I'm as ready for spring. I'm as ready for a warm front as most of our listeners. But, hey, I'm happy for snow lovers. You know, the previous three winters were meager, pathetic. We finally got a real winter in terms of snow and cold. An old-fashioned 1970s winter. Yeah. So in that respect, you know, the snow lovers are happy. I'm happy for anybody with a snowblower, anybody with a snowmobile, anybody with cross-country skis.
With a plowing service that needs the snow.
It's not going to be like this every winter. In fact, I suspect that next winter will not be anything like this winter.
From your mouth, my friend.
We'll see.
It is 4:32. When we get back, we're going way beyond the headlines.
Okay, this one stood out. Woman declines to sing the national anthem at a Little League game because she can't bring her gun. Now, this was Nevada.
Those Little League games get out of hand, so I can't blame her.
Well, she was worried about her personal safety. After being offered an opportunity to sing the national anthem before a Nevada minor league baseball game, a woman has decided to turn it down after learning that she can't bring her gun to the stadium. Alicia Walcott was picked by the Reno Aces to sing after she submitted an audition tape. After she and her husband went to the stadium on Saturday to attend a game as spectators, they saw security included metal detector wands, which she claimed was a new measure this year. Upon walking up to the stadium, we saw the normal bag checks. Past that were men stopping guests and using the WAN metal detectors before entering the game. Walcott, who has a Glock 43 9mm pistol and obtained a concealed weapons permit in 2018, told the Reno Gazette Journal she wanted to carry the weapon to games to protect herself.
Well, it's America. You get to do that. Well, or not.
Well, certain public venues, you're encouraged not to bring your weapons.
America.
It's America. Smells like freedom.
That's it. Oh. There you go. You know, Queen Elizabeth has had a lot of nicknames. Elizabeth II, by the grace of God, of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, of her realms and other territories, Queen, Head of the Commonwealth, Defender of the Faith. She has a lot of names.
Wow.
But did you know that one of her names is also Gary?
What?
Like,
Gary?
Like a dude's name. Gary. That's right. Prince William used to call the Queen Gary. There's a good reason for it. As a youngster, he could not pronounce granny. At one point, he fell when he was at Buckingham Palace, and he began bawling, Gary, Gary, after the fall. Asked who Gary was as she picked up her grandson, the Queen replied, I'm Gary. He hasn't learned to say granny yet. No word on if she still responds to
Gary.
It.
Gary.
But isn't that cute?
I did not know that.
Gary, Her Majesty.
Hey, Susan, can you turn up the swoosh? Swoosh me. Hang on. Ready?
There we go.
There
That's
we go.
What I'm talking
A healthy
about.
Swoosh. In a leaked memo, Apple warns employees to stop leaking information.
The leakage. They need a Depends.
Yeah. Corporate Depends. That, okay. There's an opportunity.
I like it. That's our next business plan.
Yeah. It could go far. Hey, dumber things have been green-lighted. Apple warned employees to stop leaking internal information on future plans, raised the specter of potential legal action and criminal charges, one of the most aggressive moves by the world's largest tech company to control information about its activities. Apple posted a lengthy memo to its internal blog that it had caught 29 leakers last year. 12 of those people apparently were arrested.
Oh,
these people not only lose their jobs, they can face extreme difficulty finding employment elsewhere, Apple said. The company declined to comment on Friday. Yeah. Good luck with the leakage.
Mm-hmm. Put your panties on. 1 million aggressive bees have swarmed a Texas neighborhood,
Ooh.
And residents don't know what to do. I think you should run away.
Be afraid. Be afraid.
I'm not a bee
run.
Expert. On this, the bees have set up shop in an East El Paso home for 3 years. But the homeowners said the insects have lately become aggressive.
Ooh,
maybe
the
they had
bees?
Some of that. Maybe they had some of that serum, like in the movie Rampage, and they've become
Ooh,
aggressive.
Yeah.
A couple told a local news station they're worried about people who walk by the home and children who go to school nearby. Now, listen, if you had 1 million bees in and around your home, this problem is already out of control. The children should be crossing the street or taking another route. It's unbelievable. A specialist went to the home to remove the hive, but the bees became agitated during extraction. They were stung 8 times while trying to take care of the bees. So be careful if you're walking around El Paso neighborhoods. 1 million killer bees are now swarming.
And as a public service, we should point out to our El Paso listeners, right now it's partly cloudy, 32, and be free.
I like it.
Trying to put lipstick on the pig.
Uh-huh.
Pig doesn't like it. Oh, it's me.
It's your turn.
Hello.
Yes, go.
You don't need to spell this out. Here, I'm waiting. Somebody at CBS hits the publish button too soon on Barbara Bush's obituary.
No.
And she's in failing
really?
Health. Well... Yes
Come
and no.
On.
CBS News briefly published its prepared obituary for Barbara Bush, according to the Sacramento Bee. The mistake happened hours after the Bush family announced that the former First Lady was in failing health, would not continue treatment for her illness. The article that was posted by CBS News had the headline, Do Not Publish! Former First Lady Barbara Bush dies at age 92. Do
oh,
not
no.
publish!
Oh, no.
The article said that she passed away peacefully in her home, surrounded by loved ones, according to the Sacramento Bee. We should point out, most news organizations do have pre-canned obituaries
Correct.
Prepared for major personalities and newsmakers. This isn't the first time a news organization published a death notice early. Former President George H.W. Bush also had his obituary published prematurely, the Bee reports.
Oh, boy.
That's too bad. We hope for the best for Barbara.
That's true. She is in a bad state right now.
True class act, in my humble opinion.
When was the last time you saw a phone booth?
Boy, they are few and far between. Mm-hmm. It's been years.
Well, you can find one in Scott Pruitt's office.
What?
Mm-hmm. He's the head of the EPA, the EPA administrator. And this phone booth is $43,000. That's right. Last year, he installed a $43,000 soundproof phone booth in his office. And now he's getting in trouble for it. Government Accountability Office says they violated federal spending laws. The EPA argued that the $24,000 customized phone booth, which required another $18,000 in painting, concrete, and electrical work to reconfigure the small closet where it was placed, was not part of a redecoration of Pruitt's office, and it shouldn't be subject to the $5,000 cap, because there's a $5,000 cap on furniture. We learned that the hard way when Ben Carson put a $13,000 dining table in his office and then eventually returned it under all the pressure. So you can put stuff in, but it can't go over $5,000. Well, this is a $43,000 soundproof phone booth. Don't you want to know what he's talking about in the soundproof phone booth?
Boy.
Unless he's like ripping off his clothes and there's a Superman costume under there and he's truly saving the world instead of ruining the environment.
I think he's trying to avoid eavesdropping. Calls,
they say he wants to, quote, make and receive calls to discuss sensitive information.
Doesn't he also?
Whatever.
He reportedly has a bulletproof desk.
Mm-hmm. A chair, too, I believe.
A bulletproof chair?
I got to look more into that. But $43,000 in phone booths. You know what, folks? I don't want to pay for that. I'm a taxpaying American.
I'm hearing Robin Lynch in my ears. Lifestyles of the rich and famous.
$43,000.
All right, let's break early so we can get to Maxie. Maxie, it gave me great pleasure to look up the weather in San Juan.
And?
Mid-80s, slight chance of a thunder shower.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow and Wednesday for the games.
Slight chance, what does that mean? It passes through quick or not necessarily?
Yeah, not like an all-day rain, but could be a fleeting shower. But I have to imagine the players must be excited on some level.
To see green grass?
To be down there and warm up again, thaw out. What are you
different.
Hearing?
It's a long flight down there.
Yeah.
But they've been, here's a funny side note. So they got, you know, they got rained out or snowed out all weekend.
Yep.
And Miguel Sano on Friday night, some kids are out of the batting cage. They're taking their cuts as they do. Miguel Sano shows up just near your batting cage so they can get more hitting in. Yeah.
So fun.
He poses for pictures with the kids.
Oh,
but
fun.
He just found a batting cage where he could go hit at out in Edina.
That's very nice.
And took his swing so that he'd stay with it. So, they've got a strong delegation of players from, you know, that area, Puerto Rico, San Juan, and Major League Baseball. Jose Barrios from the Twins, of course, is one of them. So this is a great homecoming for them.
And it brings some money into the local economy.
Yeah,
Puerto Rico was decimated by Hurricane Maria.
And talking to Dave St. Peter yesterday on the radio show, you know, he said, you know, this is kind of their grand opening, so to speak, a way of letting the world know we're open for business. It's not the images that you saw.
Right.
We're up and running. And so they're using Major League Baseball in this platform, which is wonderful to let people know that they're back in business. And I guess both games are sold out and the ticket demand is really high.
That's
wow.
Great.
That's wonderful. So the Wild plays tomorrow. They're down 2-1. They looked really good last night against the Jets.
They did. I was out there this morning, and, boy, it was a lot more smiles than it was more recently. But I had a nice visit with Devin Dubnyk, Eric Stahl. They'll be on the show tonight on CCO Radio. They feel like it's not like they unleashed something they didn't know. They got hot. They got a couple goals to go through. They got the lead, all those things. That's what you want to repeat on Wednesday because Winnipeg is still the better team, and they lead the series 2-1. So if you don't win on Wednesday, you're still in a world of hurt because then you got to win 3 in a row to win the series. So this is a huge game for them on Wednesday because you'd have to go back to Winnipeg and win if you don't, and that's very difficult for this team.
And briefly, Wolves, Astros, any lessons from
it was a closer game than we thought, but we weren't kidding when we said watch out for James Harden. 44 points, and the show that he put on, that flurry in the fourth quarter, was unbelievable. It was the NBA playoffs at its absolute best in terms of superstars, you know, doing what they do.
Boy, Houston looks good. They do look amazing.
You know, they didn't play their best game last night. They weren't even close to their best game. Jordana was telling me, she texted me in the third quarter and said, they better get it tonight, the wolves, because this isn't going to happen again. And she was right again.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate the credit on that one, Mike. Yeah, I mean, I was worried.
It was like, seek now or forever hold your peace, you know?
That's right.
Well, thank you for what you do and being a regular, and pray for spring, okay?
Not me. It's the high school kids I'm worried about.
Yeah, they want to play outside. Really?
I ran to a prom on Saturday night at Cafe Buca. So,
nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice.
Mike Max, we'll be back next hour. Thanks for listening, everyone.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.